This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is, we are told, a breakthrough deal between the Brits and their European Union soon-to-be former partners over Brexit. A couple of key items got hashed out last night in negotiations, including that Irish border thing we told you about a couple of days ago. So cutting to the chase here, attention is now going to turn to talking about a future trade relationship between the Brits and Brussels. And as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from the European desk in London, American companies do have quite a bit of skin in this game.
More than 7,500 US companies have set up operations in the UK and invested more than $500 billion here. Not because they like the weather. They've been using the UK as a springboard, says Emmanuel Adam. He's with British American Business, an organisation representing 220 companies, everything from small firms to multinationals.
For many, many years, American companies have used the UK as a bridge into a much larger market, which is the European single market.
He says that American companies based here were overwhelmingly in favour of the UK staying in the EU. Now many are rooting for the UK at least to keep the closest possible ties with the bloc after Brexit. Today's breakthrough, Adam says, is a relief.
That announcement provides us with some hope that talks are now moving ahead into the next phase.
American farmers may not be quite so happy about today's breakthrough, especially if they'd been hoping for a free trade deal with Britain after Brexit, selling their genetically modified crops, hormone-treated beef and chlorine-washed chicken to the UK. All this American produce is banned by the EU, and the Brits have in effect pledged to abide by EU farm regulations under today's deal. George Parker of the Financial Times.
It does limit Britain's room for manoeuvre, I think, in terms of future trade deals and also the kind of regulation that the British Parliament passes in future.
Next week, European leaders will decide whether Britain can proceed to the next phase of Brexit talks, which are likely to be every bit as turbulent as the first phase. Thousands of American exporters will be watching keenly. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.